We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
722, 41 degrees. Nice day. Should be real nice. A little bit below normal, but not much wind. Sun's out, so we'll take that. Jim Kahn is with us, the Chief Investment Strategy Officer for the folks at Wealth Enhancement. Always an enjoy hearing Jim's insight. Jim, how are you this morning?
Well, you know, I've been better. I have to remind myself that the market's up over 10% at the beginning of the year, so that's consoling. But the recent volatility over the last couple of days has been unnerving for a lot of our clients. And it's sunnier, but the market, yeah, I need it to be sunny, and I need the market to be up for it to be a truly good day.
Well, who knows? Really, as investors, I mean, we hear tariffs. If you listen to one, you know, news outlet, it might scare you. You listen to another news outlet saying it's not so bad. But, Jim, I thought we'd go to you to find out what we should be concerned about as investors.
Well, the reality is that the trading relationship that the United States has with China just isn't fair. So the Chinese are taking advantage of U.S. goodwill, and U.S. manufacturers. And so there's a problem to be solved. The issue is that when you disrupt a step, probably the trading takes place today, it's really concerning for businesses. So businesses have put through manufacturing a lot of the assembly to China. And so it's not the tariffs that are the problem. It's the tariffs that cause Apple and cause some of these other big companies that do a lot of manufacturing in China to say they make things. And that's, and so I think it's mainly what the market's responding to. That said, we have an election coming up in the U.S., and the Chinese opinion in their country as well. And so I think this is a lot of posturing. That because it's in the best interest of both countries' governments to have get to a deal.
Do you think the negotiations will result in any kind of positive news today?
Whether or not it's going to happen today, I think there's a complicated dance going on. It's less of a it's like a dance where the two partners sort of accidentally step on each other's toes, but it's not really accidental. And I think that's what Trump did this morning to the Chinese. He sort of stepped on their toes, and they stepped back. And I think it might take sort of through the beginning of June to actually get to a final agreement. But that said, I do think that there will be an agreement. In the meantime, there'll be a little bit of a roller coaster. That said, if you're thinking about trying to time this event, so getting out of the market while there's volatility around the China negotiations and getting back in afterwards, don't try and time it, because that agreement could come any day, and you can even see the market up without an agreement just because people think there's going to be an agreement. So even if you think you're a China whiz and you can predict when that agreement's going to come through, that doesn't necessarily mean you can predict the market with that knowledge.
Jim, how much effect does it have when we hear a Nancy Pelosi or a Jerry Nadler say that we're in a constitutional crisis and you hear the words impeachment from a market perspective?
I hate to say it. I think people have stopped paying attention. So I don't think the market is overly concerned with impeachment. I think Pelosi came out and said, you know, that it's really not in the best interest of the Democratic Party to go through with impeachment. They saw what happened when the Republicans attempted to impeach Clinton. It was devastating for the Republican majority in Congress. They don't want to go through that. I think most of the country believes that the administration probably didn't act 100% properly during the election with respect to Russia, but very few people believe that rises to the level of, well, not very few, but I don't think the majority of the population believes it rises to the level of an impeachable incident. And as a result, whatever your political opinions may be, I think it's time to move on, and I think the market has.
Jim, another question I would have, this one kind of a bit out of left field, but it's curious to me how this whole operation works. Uber, of course, has got the IPO going, so they're going to be on the stock market. I want to get some investors, obviously. But do they make any money, or do they have no profit? What's the story on a company like this?
Oh, that's so naive. You think you have to make money for your stock to be worth $80 billion? my guess is that the stock falls as soon as they start to make money. The problem is that we are in a period right now, which, as I call it, it's a dumber than you period, which means that you have to believe there's someone dumber than you in order to buy Uber stock who's willing to buy it for more in the future. So what you're buying are other people's hopes and dreams when you buy Uber stock. You buy any of these tech companies that are trading at wild multiples, or they're trading at with negative earnings. And we saw this before. We've seen this many times before. If you think back to 1999, if you think back even in the 60s when electrical stocks were really big, and if you go all the way back to the 1920s when airlines were big, and the 1890s when railroads were big. So there's always these cycles of new technology, overexcitement, overpricing, and then eventual regrets. And so I think that these high prices on a lot of the tech stocks, putting even Uber aside, will ultimately lead to regret. Now, they'll lead to some great fortunes in the meantime, but the question is, can you find someone dumber than you to buy that stock before that stock is worth a lot less? And, I think that might be a challenge if we get into some more volatile periods.
I like that theory. Hey, Jim, I appreciate your time. Have a great weekend. Always good to hear your insight.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
He is Jim Kahn, Chief Investment Strategist for Wealth Enhancement. WCCO time is 7:27. Bruce and Peg, by the way, will be on Sunday morning with the great Denny Long right here talking money and all of those sort of things for you. We'll look forward to that this Sunday morning.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.